Please rise for the opening hymn found on page 520. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by our inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. O most merciful God, we confess we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive, renew us, and lead us so that we may delight in your will, walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved by even when we are dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God strengthens you with his power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the church and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The hymn of praise today is number 597, My Hope is Built on Nothing Else. Please be seated. Be with you.
And also
the prayer of the day, if you'll join with me. Almighty and ever-living God, increase us with your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Morning. The first reading is from Amos chapter 5, verses 6 to 7 and 10 to 15. Seek the Lord and live. Or he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. Ah, you who turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground. They hate the one who reproves in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and take from them levies of grain, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and push aside the needy in the gate. Therefore the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you just as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmody is Psalm 90, verses 12 to 17, and we'll read it responsibly. So teach us to count our days. Turn, O Lord, how long?
Have compassion on your servants.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love.
So that you may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us.
And as many years as you have seen evil.
Let your work be manifest to your servants.
And your glorious power to your children.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Indeed, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him, no creature is hidden. But all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The word of the Lord. The gospel for today, the 21st Sunday of Pentecost, is from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay, they skipped me. This is how to get out of church really early. Forget to put a sermon on. But I've worked on this, and so you're going to get to hear it. Good morning. A man runs up to Jesus and asks what he must do to inherit eternal life. This man has lived a good life, kept all the commandments, and has been blessed with many possessions. But he knows that all the possessions in the world won't keep him from death. So he stops Jesus, seeking an answer to the question that is troubling him. What must he do to inherit eternal life? All of us should be able to relate to the man in today's gospel reading. Regardless of our status in life, we are going to die. When it comes right down to it, death is really the great equalizer. Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, is one of the world's richest people. But Jeff Bezos knows that he's eventually going to die. He and other billionaires are investing in anti-aging technologies. How optimistic to hope that there might come a day when death can be overcome by money. We have all wondered whether we're supposed to sell our possessions in order to become a follower of Jesus. The answer, not for most of us, probably not for any of us. Very few people are called to do that. Not even the disciples were asked to sell everything they had. Peter still had his house and his fishing boat after he began following Jesus. He didn't need to sell them and give the money to the poor. And so certainly we are not called to do that. In today's gospel, Jesus sees into a man's soul. He looks at him with love and says, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own, give the money to the poor, and then come follow me." The man is shocked. The gospel says he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. I can imagine that the man goes away saying to himself, one thing, what is the one thing I don't have? The Bible speaks the one thing phrase in several places. In Psalm 24, it says, "One thing I ask of the Lord that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Does that mean the one thing is to recognize there is something beyond ourselves? In Luke, Jesus is talking to Martha, who is worried and distracted by many things. "There is need for only one thing," he says. Does that mean the one thing is paying attention to what really matters in life? In John, when the religious authorities questioned the blind man who Jesus had healed, the man said, "One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." Maybe the one thing is gaining an insight that changes our lives. Paul writes in Galatians that the leadership of Jerusalem ask one thing, that we remember the poor. Does that mean the one thing is compassion? Paul also wrote in Philippians, "This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead." Is the one thing learning that no one moment defines us? The one thing is all of those things: compassion, insight, paying attention, and possessions. The one common thing in all of those passages is that someone is experiencing one of those moments that they can't let go of because the moment won't let go of them. Their one thing, my one thing, your one thing is unique to each of us. This is the old story of How to Catch a Monkey, and I know you guys have heard it. You start with a jar that the monkey can just get his hands into when his fingers are open. You put fruit into the jar. The monkey will reach into the jar and close his fist. Of course, when he closes his fist, he can't get it out of the jar. The monkey will risk capture rather than open his hand. The one thing that our man in the story needed was the one thing that he could not bring himself to do. But his possessions were not the problem. It was the man's tight grip on those possessions. And the definition of possessions must include our emotions and attitudes, as well as our material things. The rich man had the opportunity of a lifetime, the chance to become a follower of Jesus and to be assured of eternal life. It's exactly what he wants, and Jesus tells him exactly how, only it's not what he wants to hear. How many times have we wanted to be told by Jesus precisely what he wants us to do? We look for signs, we pray for direction. I think we would love for Jesus to simply come and tell us what exactly he wants from us. But are we ready for the answer? If Jesus were to look at us today and say, "You lack one thing," what would your one thing be? What's in your jar? What are you tempted to keep your grip on, to cling to, that you might need to let go to follow Jesus? This story invites us to consider the burden keeping us from Jesus. It is not something you have to do. It's not something you have to add to your busy life. He didn't give us an ultimatum or a time frame for letting go. Jesus probably knew that it would take some of us, me, in some repeated tries to accomplish the task. And for many of us, me especially, it's not a one and done. Letting go includes the small and petty things that we somehow continue to acquire. Now, I have one last thought. The gospel account definitely does address material things and ends with Jesus' followers. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. As Pastor Beek would say, that's another whole sermon, but I've used my 8 minutes. So what I would mention is this. 4% of our world's population is consuming 96% of the Earth's resources. To the starving people of sub-Saharan Africa, to the war-torn people of Ukraine or Gaza, to the millions of refugees searching for safety here and abroad, we, here at St. John's, are the Jeff Bezos, the Bill Gates, and the Elon Musk camels of this world. What must we do to inherit eternal life? Loosen our hold and take the hand of our Savior instead. It is an invitation that Jesus makes to all of us every day with love. Amen.
Hymn of the day is number 655, Son of God, Eternal Savior. Please rise for the confession of faith and the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He descended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Prayers of the Church. Challenged by God's word in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and the whole creation. Compassionate God, embolden the church to seek all who are lost, clothe those who are naked, and mend what is broken. May we be generous bearers of your eternal love, God of grace. Sustaining God, as we approach harvest time, we pray for the farmers, the field workers, the truck drivers, and those who process crops. Keep us mindful of environmental threats and nourishing food that feeds the world, God of grace. Steadfast God, inspire world leaders to share resources to work collectively to end global poverty, starvation, and preventable diseases. Direct us to seek justice and equity that all may live in peace. God of grace. Loving God, we pray for those who are afflicted, tormented, grieving, oppressed, and lonely. Deliver the strength of your love and compassion to all those who need it today. God of grace. Generous God, we give thanks for the First Nations, the tribes who inhabited this land. We lament the harm done in colonization. Call us to deeper appreciation and care for the languages, rituals, history of all Indigenous people. God of grace. Ever-living God, we rejoice to be the heirs of eternal life, made real in Jesus' death and resurrection. We give thanks for the saints of all times and places, first and last, who still inspire us to faithful living. God of grace. Into your hands, O God, we commend all whom we pray, trusting in the saving grace of that you freely give, both now and forever. Amen. In the peace of the Lord be with you all. Please join us in the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
Welcome to Worthington Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the 21st Sunday of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy anniversary today to James and Kelsey Kress. Happy birthday this week to Lacey Sims, G.R. Long, Richard Kress, Laverne Putnam, Jill Gearing, and Jordan Gearing. Happy anniversary this week to Dustin and Sandy Webster. This Thursday, the 17th, there will be a Halloween carnival meeting at 6 p.m. in the boardroom. We would love all the help we can get. Also, next Saturday is the scouting for food. There's several places where you can drop food. You can drop it in our back hallway so that the scouts can take care of that. You can do that anytime this week, put the food there. Also, one more invitation. Tuesday, we're starting bell choir. So if you want to play, you can come and start with a new group. We're starting at 5:30 to 6:30. Are you going to come, Marita?
I think so.
Oh, yay. Exciting. We need to use those bells. We got lots of bells. We need to use them. I'm going to start up chimes for little kids, too, so you guys might hear a lot of ding-dong this winter. All right, we will receive the offering at this time.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your possessions, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have get in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself to us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The benediction and the threefold amen. First, the benediction. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 545. Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. peace and serve the Lord.
And